Spirit of Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word that sets free. Thank you for your word that empowers us. Holy Spirit, I ask that you take absolute control. I ask that you speak through me. You do that which only you can do. And at the end, you get all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Very unconventional. A song is coming to my mind. It feels so strange to have to sing online and not face to face, but I'm just going to go for it. A song. I'm just going to sing the song. A song that I received, and it's strongly coming to my mind. So just join me where you are, and we'll worship God together. There is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot change. There is nothing you cannot do. That is why we come to you. There is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot change. There is nothing we cannot do. That is why we come to you. 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 There is nothing you cannot change. There is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot change. There is nothing you cannot do. That is why we come to you. Lord, that is why we come to you. That is why we come to you. That is why we come to you. There is nothing you cannot change. That is why we come to you. That is why we come to you. That is why we come to you, Lord. There is nothing you cannot change. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. God is said to do inimaginable, unimaginable miracles. I don't know what you're trusting God for. It doesn't matter how long that thing has been. If you will, just want you to pray. Let's pray together for a little while before the word comes. God wants to do miracles. Father, we thank you because you do signs and wonders in our lives. Father, we thank you because you're set to set us free. You're set to do for us what no man can do for us. You're set to do in our lives what no man can do in our lives. Lord, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Lord, we bless your name. Jesus, we bless your name. There is nothing you cannot do. And that is why we have the confidence to come before you. That is why we have the courage to come before you. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. The Bible says that as Jesus taught the word of God, the Spirit of God was present to heal. Lord, help us. May we not become over familiar with your word that we miss out when you're doing things in our midst. Father, we thank you because your word brings healing. Your word brings deliverance. Your word impacts faith to our hearts. Father, we thank you because your Spirit is at work in us, even right now, setting age-long diseases, destroying age-long diseases, setting people free. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because there is nothing you cannot do. Lord, we thank you. Father, we yield it to you. Spirit of the living God, I yield myself to you. Find expression in me in the way you would like, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Holy Spirit, we thank you because you're glorifying Jesus tonight. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. There is nothing you cannot do. And that's why we have the confidence and the courage to come to you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your blood, the blood of Jesus that makes whole, the blood of Jesus that purifies. Lord, we thank you. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, please open with me to Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18. I'm going to be reading from verse 16 quickly to 33. Do a quick read and then we'll share and pray afterwards. The scriptures are appearing on the screen. I'll read through quickly. This is the story. If you can title the message whatever you want, but probably faith through love, talking about faith, but love again, faith through love. And I'll read quickly. Then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him." And the Lord said, "Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I'll go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know." Before we go on, verse 21 again. God investigates. God is a righteous judge. He knows the details of everything that happens in our lives. I feel this is a word of encouragement for someone, that God investigates and he knows the truth. So you do not need to be afraid or worried, no matter what may have been said against you. God investigates and he knows the truth to the situation. Verse 22. Then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, "Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous shall be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" So the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes." Then Abraham answered and said, "Indeed, now I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than the 50 righteous, would you destroy all of the city for lack of 5? So he said, "If I find there 45, I will not destroy it." And he spoke to him yet again and said, "Suppose there should be 40 found there." So he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 40. Then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 should be found there. So he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, indeed, now I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there. So he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Praise God. We see these verses we've just read talking about the power of intercession. Intercession. When you intercede for somebody else. Here, Abraham was using his faith for somebody else, not for himself. The question is, when last did we use our faith to stand in the gap for somebody else? Faith through love. When last did we use our faith to stand in the gap for somebody else? What baffles me about this story is the fact that it was God who said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but I need to tell Abraham. God knew that Abraham had a relative in Sodom and Gomorrah. God was telling Abraham not. It's so amazing that God loves us so much, and he knows our family. He knows our friends. And God will reveal things to us that may not be directly related to us, but because he wants us to do something. God went to Abraham because God knew Abraham had a nephew in Sodom and Gomorrah. The kindness and the benevolence of God. And it's interesting, God just told Abraham, he didn't tell him what to do. He just told him, yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah, their cry has come up to me and I'm going to destroy it. And then Abraham began to intercede. Abraham began to intercede. And God was patient and God was listening. This evening, we're taking communion. I want us, as we're listening, I want you to think of an impossible situation for somebody else, not ourselves. Today, we're sowing seeds into friends and family or people. I want us to think of an impossible situation. We're raising it up on our hearts and saying, in our hearts and saying, Lord, this is the situation I'm trusting you for somebody else, not for yourself. We're sowing a seed this evening. Faith through love. We're loving others. But we're sowing a seed this evening. When last did you stretch your faith? Did you pray and fast for somebody else, not yourself? God knew Abraham had a nephew, and God told him. I have a couple of things written down that I'm going to be reading quickly. If you see my eye turning, I'm just trying to read a couple of things. God told Abraham about his plan and the impending danger that was coming to Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I am to do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation and all of that. We see here the Lord informing Abraham of his plans. Psalm 25 verse 14 says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. God reveals his plans and his secrets to us who are called by his name. Remember, Abraham, with how great he was in the Old Testament. And Jesus said, of all men, I'm paraphrasing now, all men born, everyone in the New Covenant is greater. As in the least person in the New Covenant is greater than all the great prophets. So God told Abraham, how much more? Could it be that God has been telling us things about people around us, about friends around us? An idea just dropped in your mind, or a thought just drops in your heart, and we just let it go. We do not do anything with it. Remember, God told Abraham, but Abraham had to take the initiative to ask, to intercede. Lord, we ask for grace. We ask for grace to intercede. We ask for grace to pray. We ask for grace to take action when you drop people's names upon our hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the grace that we will not push people's thoughts away, that whenever anyone drops in our hearts, that we'll be quick to pray and do something about it. God knew Abraham's nephew Lot lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. And because of that, God said, you know, and told Abraham everything. Also here, we see a beautiful relationship between God and Abraham. And we normally sing, I am a friend of God. We're friends of God. Here, we see dialogue and they are reasoning together. Abraham is not, this is such a beautiful relationship. There's also an honest relationship. There is a sincere and open communication between God and Abraham. Friends dialogue and reason together. One doesn't usurp authority over the other. There's mutual respect and laying down of one's desires. God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Then Abraham said, what about 50? And God was like, yeah, if I see 50, I'll not destroy it. Then Abraham said again, 45. And God said, yeah, if I see 45, I won't destroy it. And he went on till he got to 10. And God said, yeah, if I see 10, I won't destroy it. I want to believe that if Abraham had continued, God would have still listened to him. Lord, we ask for faith. Give us faith to believe you for the impossible in the lives of others, to believe you for the impossible in the lives of our friends and our families in the name of Jesus. That encourages us that God knows me. God knows my family. God knows my friends. God knows people that are connected to me. I may be here in Liverpool and I have people all over the world. God knows them. And, you know, he may be going around. The Bible says in Ezekiel 22, verse 30, and I sought for a man among them that they should make up the hedge and stand in the gap. We need to stop allowing the devil mess up people around us. Because whether we like it or not, when those people are not okay, we too are not okay. The enemy knows at times he can't get you, and then he goes round to people, your parents, your siblings, your children, your colleagues, and then he ends up affecting us. But we're given the grace that we can stand in faith and believe God for the impossible for others. We can take charge of the territory. You go to your office, you say, this is my domain because I am here. Therefore, everything responds to the word of God. You take charge of the environment. In your workplace, maybe a doctor, and you take charge. You say, this is my jurisdiction. Demons cannot operate here because I am here. You take charge. You bring the kingdom of God to wherever you find yourself. Father, we ask that you give us faith. Faith to believe you for the impossible, for others, in the name of Jesus. I sought for a man that they should make up a hedge and stand in the gap before me, for the land that I should not destroy it. But I found none. God is always looking for intercessors. Are we willing to partner with him? Are we willing to partner with him? If we will intercede, if I will pray, God will answer. But the question is, am I willing to pray? Am I willing to intercede for others? Am I willing to see the kingdom of God come in the life of others? Am I willing to see this family member that is not born again will be born again? I don't care whether I live to see it, but I am going to intercede for this person. Remember, faith is eternal. You may not live to see some of your answered prayers, but they will be answered because God answers prayers. Faith for the impossible. Faith for the impossible. Am I willing to stay and say, as far as I'm concerned, none of my family members, yes, I know people choose to be born again or not, but am I willing to intercede to say, we will all be in heaven together, so they are going to know Jesus? Am I willing to have faith for the impossible? I don't know how many of us on this call, that you may have family members that do not know God. that are not born again? Paul said, my little children, dear children, of whom I travailed in until Christ be formed in you. So you can travail for Christ, for somebody else, that Christ be formed in them. There is power in intercession. There is power, and that is love. That is love. I'm reminded of the story in the Bible, the friends and the leper that was on, that could not go in to see Jesus. The friends had faith. They went through the roof, were taking this man to Jesus. Are we still taking people to Jesus in prayer? They don't need to know. They don't even need to know. They may not even be interested, and that's fine. But are we taking people to Jesus? Acts chapter 12 from verse 1 to 19. We won't read it. I'll just give the scripture reference and you can read it later. The Bible says, so Peter was kept in prison, but the church was fervently praying to God for him. Earlier verses in that chapter, Herod took James and beheaded him. We're not giving story, we don't know whether the church prayed or not, but the Bible says, but the church prayed and God answered. We see that Abraham prayed 6 times, giving God different scenarios in an effort to change God's mind. And the Lord, in all 5 occasions, listened. God listened and spared Lot and his family because of Abraham's intercession. It's possible Lot did not even know that Abraham prayed for him. So the people we're praying for and interceding for may not even know. They may not even be appreciative of it. That's fine. That's okay. Father, we thank you. Genesis 8 again. And God remembered Noah and all and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. God remembers you. God remembers me, and not just me, but he's also concerned about everything around me. So I can ask him about anything around me that I see that is not in accordance with his will. When God was remembering Noah, he remembered everything that was with him. When God was remembering Abraham, he remembered his relative, his nephew, who lived in a foreign land, a different land. So when God remembers me, he also remembers my family, he remembers my friends, and he remembers the people and things associated with me. And that is an example of the love and kindness of God. This evening, as we take communion, I want to encourage our hearts. It doesn't matter how long you've been praying. I want us to have faith to believe God for the impossible in the lives of others, because God is a God who answers prayers. Remember Ezekiel 22:30. God is looking for a man that will stand in the gap. God is not trying to destroy things. There are just principles set in place. And God is looking for someone to partner with him. When next somebody drops in your mind, pray for them or check up on them or call them. But pray. The God who sees them, the God who knows what they need, will step in, will send his angels, or will just answer. There is no distance in God. God cuts across geographical locations. He can do anything. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for being so kind to us. Thank you for loving us, Lord. We don't care how long those situations have been. We declare in the name of Jesus, if there are people coming to your mind, begin to call their names. We declare in the name of Jesus that sick bodies are healed in the name of Jesus. We declare in the name of Jesus that there's an abundance of salvation for our friends and loved ones. Begin to call them by name. God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We declare that they are reconciled to their Father, the Father of all light, in the name of Jesus. We declare that there's a hedge of fire and protection over people that we know and love. Faith through love. I have faith not just for myself. I can have faith and trust God to do something else in the life of another person. So, Lord, we ask that you help us. Help us to be sensitive to your spirit. Help us that when you drop names in our hearts, we'll not just brush them off, but that we'll be willing to partner with you to see your kingdom come in our lives, to see your kingdom come in the lives of people that you've connected us with. Lot was saved because Abraham interceded. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. There's some of us on this call, we've been praying for family members for many years for them to get born again. We're tired of praying. We're not even praying again. Please do not lose heart. Abraham kept talking and asking God. And all of this time, God kept answering. God is good. Lord, change our perception of who you are. You're not a wicked God. You're a kind God. You're kind. You want us to partner with you. So, Lord, help us to partner with you. Help us to cooperate with you. When you drop people's names in our hearts, help us to be willing to intercede. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Shatalia Barosa, Naganda Barosa. We release our faith for salvation of souls in the name of Jesus. There is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot change. That is why we come to you. Lord, we speak life. We speak calmness to that child that may have gone wayward. We call them back home in the name of Jesus. We speak calmness to every storm in the name of Jesus. We command every turbulence to cease in the name of Jesus. We declare peace to every troubled home. We declare peace. Kalianda Barosa Taliaba Ralaba Ingada Zadalia Badosha. We declare peace in every home. That is why you, whoever you are, you can stand now. You begin to declare peace to every troubled home you know. The fact that you know them, the fact that you are associated with them, you have a right to declare peace. You have a right to declare peace over that home. You have a right. I'll say that again. You have a right to declare peace over that home.
In the name of Jesus.
Na lianda barosa, taria barosa. Lord, thank you because you say in your word that it's not your desire that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of your grace. So, Lord, we lift up family members and friends that we've been praying for years for them to come to know you. Lord, we declare in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said we should pray the Lord of the harvest that he may send laborers. We are asking of you today, oh God. We are releasing our faith and asking that you send people that they will listen to. You send laborers that they will listen to, that they may come to know you, that they may come to experience who you are in the name of Jesus. Malianda Barosa. Ha, like those friends, we bring our friends and families that are sick.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
because
Lord.
There is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot change. That is why we come to you. Who else have we, oh God, but you? That is why we come to you, oh God. We bring sick bodies to you. Heal yes, Lord. Them, Lord. Heal them, touch them in the name of Jesus. Wholeness, wholeness of minds, wholeness of spirit and soul in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you because this does not end here. Even as we go on our days, Lord, that you remind us that you are looking for people to partner with you. People to intercede with you,
yes, Lord.
Together with you, you're looking for intercessors, and that you want to answer prayers. So, Lord, help us. Give us grace to have faith for others. Give us faith to love others by interceding for them. Give us faith to take others to you. Help us not to be tired or frustrated. And help us to know that faith is eternal. And it doesn't matter whether we live to see. Our job is to pray because God will answer. Our job is to pray because God will answer.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Spirit said to me one time, do not say God does not answer prayers when you have not prayed. Do not say God does not answer prayers when you have not prayed. And if you have prayed and nothing seemed to be happening, then be patient and trust God, because God is good. His ways are not our ways, but be sure of one thing, he has heard, because God hears us, he answers us. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We'll keep praying.
Yes, Lord.
We'll keep trusting you for unimaginable miracles in the life of our families and friends and people that you bring to us.
Yes, Lord.
You can trust God for that boss you like, but that is not a believer. It's not outside of your jurisdiction because you work there. You can trust God for that person you see that is so kind but doesn't know God. You can pray for them.
Yes, Lord.
Because it is only through Jesus that we can be saved and be in heaven and be reunited.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, give us a burden for souls.
Amen.
Give us a burden. Lord, give us a burden that anyone who comes within our circumference, anyone, let us be like force fields, that anyone who comes within where we are will experience you. Give us your burden. Thank you, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. This burden is light. It's not like the burden of the world. This burden is light. So, Father, give us burden for souls to intercede, to travail until Christ be formed in people. Parents, travail until Christ be formed in your children. Travail until Christ be formed in your children. Wives, travail until Christ be formed in your husband. Husbands, travail until Christ be formed in your wife. Friends, travail until Christ be formed in people. Children, travail until Christ be formed in your parents. It's not only parents that pray for children. Children also pray for your parents.
Amen. Amen.
Pray for your parents. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask that you take these words as seeds. Expand them. Expand them in our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Bring more of your truth in our hearts.
Amen.
Help us know that if we are willing to pray, you are willing to answer.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 As you were ministering, Jojo, so names were coming to my mind, and then you mentioned it, that we pray for the names that come to our mind. People, tonight is not is a time to express our faith. And as we have learned, our faith works through love. And listen, there's something that Jesus explains, and the Bible is clear. If our love is only for those who love us, then that's not the love of God. Our love must be for even people who hate us, who despitefully use us, who persecute us. And names were dropping in my mind as you were ministering to pray for some people. And these are people, I'm telling you, as a human being, that have hurt me. Some of them, I just realized that, you know, and being honest, I just had to, for the sake of my own sanity, had to just delete from my contacts so that, you know, I just control the feelings. And but I remember that every time that the names come to my mind, I was led Anytime you remember this person, don't talk about what they did to you. Pray for them. Don't talk about the wrong they did. Pray for them. Because, you see, the enemy is so, what's the word now? Deceptive. The wiles of the enemy is to make us begin to hate people. And when we hate people, our faith will not work. It won't. And the people we hate, we detest, is usually people who have wronged us. And as we're ministering tonight, looking at what happened, Abraham had no reason to pray for those in Sodom. They were wicked people. I mean, every form of wickedness was happening in that country, in that place called Sodom and Gomorrah. His nephew was there. And do you know what was dropped in my heart? It wasn't like Lot was a blessing to Abraham. Lot was a cause of strife between Abraham, his headsmen, and Lot. Lot never really added any value to Abraham. And you know, at a point, they had to separate. They had to. And when they separated, that's when Abraham had some respite. But now we see God telling Abraham to pray for those wicked people and to pray for Lot. You know, everything, remembrance of Lot. Lot was never a blessing to his uncle. In fact, it was a source of worry to him and even an insult. When he even said, look, let's not fight. Let's not fight. Let's divide the land. You take, wherever you go, I'll go the opposite way. You take. And his nephew, young nephew that he brought up, had the effrontery to choose the best place in the land ahead of his uncle, Abraham, who looked after him. So he had no cause to have anything to do with his nephew again. But he was led to pray. And people, we're going to pray tonight. We are not praying for loved ones now. Listen, we are praying for the people that the Holy Spirit will drop in your mind now. Those who have hurt you, those who have wronged you, those who have done so many, they are there. I trust the Holy Spirit tonight. Names are coming. They are dropping in our minds. God wants us to pray for those people. And I will give us a scripture dropped heavily on my heart because God is about to do a miracle for those people and a miracle for you too. As you pray tonight, just as we've learned, as the vessel of God, Dr. Jojo, has ministered to us. Now, the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's not people. It's spirits. It's principalities. It's evil powers that use people to wrong us. And the devil will distract us to make us hate those people so that we don't address the devil using them. And the more we hate them, the more we go out of faith, the more we go out of love, and the more things get worse, even for us. But that's the wiles of the enemy, and I believe the word of the Lord tonight has brought light and enlightened us. Job chapter 42. We are going to pray. We're going to spend a few minutes now before we go to the communion table. We're going to pray for everyone that is dropped in your mind. If you can pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. If you can pray in the understanding, what are you going to pray for? Somebody's asking, just ask God to bless them. These people, bless them. Lord, whatever blessing means, bless them, oh God. Lord, bless them. Jesus on the cross, persecuted, ridiculed, insulted. He said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. He even blessed the people while he was suffering on that cross. That's the faith. That's the God kind of faith tonight that we've just heard that has been stirred up in our hearts. Job chapter 42. Look at Job chapter 42 and verse 10. The situation of Job. He suddenly had a turnaround. A wealthy, multi-mega billionaire loses everything. And then in his distress, friends came to him, not to comfort him, but to even cause him more grief and discomfort. They said all sorts of things. They accused him. You know, they were what he himself said, miserable comforters. But for God to turn around his life, God had to tell him to pray. Look at this. Job chapter 42, verse 10. To pray for who? those people who despised him, those people who caused him even more grief in his distress. The Bible says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. When he prayed, indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The devil is a liar tonight. The devil has lost the battle over your life. The devil that is dragging you into strife with people, driving you to hate people, to become bitter. Yes, people have hurt you. But listen, the devil, the enemy, is the real enemy, not the people. Don't hate. The Bible says anyone who hates is a murderer. A murderer. You just need to hate. But you are justified to hate people. Let us be factual. Let's be real. As human beings, when someone wrongs us, we are justified. But listen, God knows that our victory lies in when we intercede, when we pray for the same people that have hurt us. The devil knows that our victory, our restoration comes when we pray for those who have wronged us, but it will make us to walk in hatred and never pray for them. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray right now. Holy Spirit, drop these names. Drop these names. Let the names begin to arise in every heart. Everyone listening, everybody open your mouth right now. When you say, what should I pray? Lord, bless this person. Bless this family. Bless this couple. Bless this home. Lord, they're in turmoil. Lord, they're scattered. Lord, I know they wronged me. I know they knew better. They wouldn't have done so. I gave them my heart. I gave them my all. But Lord, they rewarded me with evil. Lord, miracles are happening, people. Miracles are happening. Restoration is happening. Yes, you are hurt. Yes, you have been wounded. Pray. Mention them. Call them by name. Just pray. Pray for praying with spirit. Everyone has hurt us. Pray for your husband. Pray for your husband now. Pray for your wife. Pray for your spouse. Pray. Those neighbors. Those neighbors from hell. Yes, that's the way you describe them. Pray for them. Your restoration, your victory, your breakthrough, your life when you pray. Pray. Your problem is not people. Your problem is not flesh and blood. Lord, I pray your blessing. Bless this family. Bless this individual. Lord, Marande Hesotoria Kalaba, everyone you are dropping in our hearts, in the hearts of everyone right now, in the hearts of the people, our faith works by love. We show love to our enemies. You say, love your enemies. Love those who despitefully use you. Love those who persecute you. Lord, Barinta, Lingaranda, Zepreto. It is hard to pray, but Holy Spirit, help us. Holy Spirit, help me. Yes, pray. Holy Spirit, help me. Yes, somebody is struggling to pray. Just say, Holy Spirit, comfort and help me. Help me to pray for this person. Help me to pray. And pray. As you pray, you will get a release. As you pray, you will see the burden lifted. As you pray, you will see yokes destroyed upon your life. Devil will bind you. Satan will resist you. Every thought you are bringing back, the pain you are bringing back. Yes, the Kuriala Kuriaka Pata, Nimri to Kuranda Harabrabo, Yakarablandikisa. When last did you pray? When last did you pray for others? Rela, Lord, do miracles. Do miracles. Bless these people. Bless them.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Please, I heard something now. I heard something now, and I need to correct this in the name of Jesus. Somebody you heard, it's just been whispered in your heart that, yes, God says pray for your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Bless those who despitefully use you. And what was whispered to you was that, yeah, God didn't say specifically what kind of prayer to pray for the enemy. So I can as well pray that God will make their ways slippery. God will send fire and brimstone. That is not the prayer tonight. Don't listen to the lie of the devil. That is a demon lying to you. Jesus said, bless those who persecute you, those who despitefully use you. We are praying a prayer of blessing. Blessing, not curses. A prayer of blessing. Right now, let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we will not lose our blessing. We will not lose our restoration. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for correcting this. I thank you for sending this very sharp word. Sharp word. Thank you, media team. I say to you, Lord, your enemies, bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. It is written, you just obey. Randa calabrodo kosotekato. Lord Barakata, Rembre de Lotoko, Rembre de Ketakaba. Satan, you have lost battle over this family. You are trying to split this family. I bind you. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Husband, reconcile with wife. Wife, reconcile with husband. Ram Leho, children, reconcile with your mother. Yes, sir. Mother, reconcile with your children. Father, reconcile with your son. Reconcile with your son. Start from the place of prayer. They don't even need to know you are praying for them, like we've learned tonight. Rana Kosa, you just pray a prayer of blessing, a prayer of blessing. Lord, Bare Loko Ringa Dagale, everyone that has been dropped in your heart right now, we are going to the place of victory, the place of communion, the cup of victory, the blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. Yes, La Bro Tekete Brunda. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, yes, yes. More names are coming to you. Just pray. Lord, bless them. Bless them. Bless. 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 Meet them at the point of your need. Bless them indeed. Remove evil far from them. Pray, 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 pray. Thank you. Yes, yes. One more minute. You're doing. Yes, yes, yes. Holy Spirit, help us. Yes. Burdens are lifted tonight. Yokes are destroyed. Yes, yes. Turn around. Father. Oh, wow. Thank you for this Father. Wonderful miracles. I'm telling you by this time next month, one month from now, when we're doing communion in the month of November, you will look back and you will see a turnaround, a restoration, double for your trouble, double, a restoration. You've lost one, God will bring two. You've lost two, God will bring four. You've lost 10, God will bring 20. In the name of Jesus, somebody's finances is receiving a turnaround, complete miraculous turnaround, because you have prayed and blessed those that you regard as enemies tonight. In the name of Jesus. Jojo, I don't know, you want to say something? You want to?
While we're praying, the word teacher kept coming to my mind. I don't know if it's a teacher to somebody or a teacher to one of to your child, not your pastor, like anybody's child that may have done something, you know, either to your child or something, not maybe just being mean to the child, but something school related, teacher. I don't know whether it's to your child or to you yourself. And feel God saying you should forgive the person and ask God to bless that teacher.
That's right.
Ask God to promote that teacher.
Amen.
That they will excel in their endeavors. That they will excel. Jesus said something. He said, the prince of this world comes and he finds nothing of his in me.
Amen.
When the devil cannot get us to disobey God, he tries to come through strife. Because when strife, hatred, all of these things come, it becomes... He will come to get that thing that belongs to him. And he has an entrance. It's like the door. Your door could be locked. And somebody will come like, oh, I forgot my scarf in your room. They have something that belongs to them in your room. And they are coming to get it. When there's all of these things we've just prayed about, strive, unforgiving. It's interesting that for like 2 months now, the Spirit of God has been hammering on this. And, you know, I can't help but think back on what Reverend Song taught, that God wants to bless us.
Yes.
And that's why he's dealing with the root issues. and not just the fruits or cutting off the fruit. He's dealing with the root issues because he wants to bless us. He wants to bless us, or he has blessed us already. And we need to be like Jesus, and you know, to be able to say the prince of this world comes and he finds nothing of his in us.
Amen.
And he finds nothing of his in us.
In Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.